Blog Talk Radio.
Always a pleasant treat to be able to hear that introduction, because that means, you know what, we're going to be broadcasting yet again. Oh, how blessing, how much of a blessing it is to be broadcasting live on the air before you all. Yes, on this lovely evening, August 8th, 2016, this is the man that's on a mission with no permission. Yes, T.A., tenacious and audacious, extremely sagacious, vivacious, and efficacious, never the one to be mendacious, and as you can see, very loquacious when talking about the Central Texas football recruiting game. Oh, man, we're in some hot weather here in Texas, Central Texas especially. Woo, it's been in the hundreds and without any rain. But nonetheless, it has been a huge blessing to be able to get this good sunshine, because trust me, when the winter comes, most of us, hey, we're begging for some good sunshine with some warm weather. But, yes, it will be a blessing to get some rain as well. So I encourage all of you football prospects, make sure that you stay hydrated. If you feel like you're just so thirsty during football practice and you have to tell your coach, "Coach, please, can I have some water?" Believe me, that coach does not want a lawsuit on his hand in order for you to stay hydrated. It is way too hot outside, just in case you didn't notice. And for those of you all who just may be traveling in the journal that may not be football players, fans, parents, or just common people, hey, keep yourselves hydrated as well. I always enjoy keeping a bottle of water, always near me, a cold bottle of water like that, always near me, because, again, folks, it is hot outside. Well, tonight we have a very interesting show tonight. We're going to be talking about some of our 2018 prospects, or the things that our 2018 prospects need to be doing for this next year, and also getting themselves prepared for their future. Then we have a very special guest, a lovely young lady by the name of Rhonda Cienes of Realty Executives. Remember, we always try to help other businesses promote their cause, and we're a business ourselves. So, again, we want to help each other continue with whatever illumination that's needed in order to help us continue to thrive and strive as businesses. So, very, very delightful young lady that's going to be on the show, so make sure that you tune in. But first and foremost, attention all Central Texas 2018 prospects. If you are a 2018 prospect, an upcoming junior in high school, that is, in the Central Texas area, there's no better time to act with a sense of urgency to get yourself recruited to attend college as a student athlete. Traditionally and historically, a prospect's junior year, it's what sets them apart from other prospects to college football coaches and scouts alike. So I'm going to give you all a few tips to help you to get yourself better recruited and noticed during and following your junior year on the football field. First and foremost, you have to shoot for nothing below honor roll status. Shoot for nothing below honor roll status. Trust me, young man, you do not want to be in a situation where you're getting in your senior year, and college coaches have to turn and look in the other direction because your transcript is not healthy looking. Honor roll status, that means nothing lower than a B, but preferably mostly all A's. Okay, so let's shoot for honor roll status. If you have made any C's or lower in any of your core classes, that's your math, your science, your history, and your foreign languages, try to retake those classes ASAP, okay, your Englishes as well. Try to retake those classes ASAP. You will not be able to read them in your senior year. That's a new NCAA rule. The NCAA will not count those classes on your transcript if you try to retake them after your junior year, meaning after summer school of your junior year. So try to make sure that you guys get those things taken care of. Remember the old saying, you cannot see the letter C, that is, you cannot see your way to a Division I scholarship. All right. Also, what you need to do, you need to get a copy of your unofficial transcript from your high school counselor every semester and hold on to it. Hold on to it. Get a file folder for it because that's something that basically will keep you well informed on what your grade point average is looking like or what your academic transcript is looking like. And then if a college coach wants to get a hold of, you can scan and email it to them or fax it to them, et cetera, just so it'll make you look even more responsible that you have access to these documents that are going to be needed in the future or are going to be looked at. Register to take your SAT and ACT as many times as you need to, all right? Immediately after football season, make sure that you get registered for those tests, all right, because you can't play in any college sports at a four-year school without taking the SAT and ACT. And then, of course, you need to make those good scores on them as well. Now, this next one, for some reason, I'm coming across more and more student-athletes that just have a hard time comprehending this. But you need to refrain from all forms of foolishness both on and off the field. Refrain from all forms of foolishness both on and off the field. Okay, I used to referee a lot. I used to referee a lot in football. So you always have those football players that are trying to act like they're coaches and trying to yell at the officials. That's not a good thing. That'll get you flagged. I saw a young man, I guess maybe about 10 years ago, that lost some scholarship offers because he threw a football at the referee for making a call that he didn't like. Okay, so again, refrain from foolishness and stupidity at all costs. Also, off the field, as far as refraining from foolishness, being in school, acting a fool, walking around with your pants hanging down, okay, or sagging, as you know, these youngsters like to call it, being rude to your teachers and being disrespectful and using all kind of vulgar language. Again, watch yourselves. You never know who's watching, okay? Be careful. Refrain from foolishness at all costs on and off the field. Be careful of the content that you post on social media. I mean, some guys, I mean, I just don't know. They just seem so carefree what they put on social media that they just really think that no one is watching. And it seems like almost on a weekly basis you're hearing about somebody that lost a scholarship offer because of things they put on social media that definitely that you wouldn't want your five-year-old reading or seeing. But be careful about that. Also, now, as far as from a physical standpoint, hey, you have to be dominant and consistent at your position on the field. You have to be a big play machine. You have to be making big plays. Now, depending on your size and all that stuff, as far as your height, your weight, your 40 time, yeah, some of those things factor in. But at the same time, again, we're not just talking about helping you trying to get, this is not solely about getting a Division I scholarship, but you want to put yourself in a position like you're training for a Division I scholarship. Because, again, there are small schools out there that have scholarships as well. So you want to make sure, again, that you put yourself in a position to be dominant and consistent on the field, because film does not lie, okay? Film does not lie. Film will tell you everything you need to see as long as you have a good amount of it. All right? It doesn't hurt if your team makes a deep run in the playoffs, if not win the state championship, because the longer you play, the more your name can possibly be mentioned as a serious prospect. Keep your film updated online where they can be viewed publicly. Yes, I understand there are some high school coaches that just have to keep their film private, okay? But at the same time, you as a prospect, it's your responsibility to make sure your film gets seen. So maybe purchase it from Huddle, which you can do from what I understand, and then get it put on YouTube or et cetera, whatever other online video link that you can use, get it viewed publicly. Let your fall season, or this upcoming football season, let that film sell you more than any other events that take place in the spring and summer. I always have parents or student-athletes telling me how well they do in 707 and another camps, which is all well and good. I mean, I'm not knocking that, but when it's all said and done, your football film is what matters the most, okay? So always make sure that you stay on top of keeping your film seen. Regularly post your highlight film link on various social media outlets in order to get more college coaches' attention. College football coaches are always on social media, so this goes back to what I was saying before. Be careful of the content that you put on social media because, again, you never know who's watching, okay? And a lot of college coaches are always watching. Show up big in big games. Show up big in big games. So if it's a kid that you know that you're lined up across from on the opposing team that has all kind of scholarship offers, you want to make sure that's your best game ever. Okay, individually, you want to make sure that's your best game ever, because that prospect is going to be watched. There may be some college coaches in the bleachers watching that prospect, so you have to make sure that you do all you can to outdo that kid so that attention can, some of that attention can reflect on you. And never cease to work hard, especially outside of team activities. What I'm saying by that, hey, go home after practice or even after practice, run wind sprints on your own, do push-ups and sit-ups. All those things keep your body in real good shape. Herschel Walker, Barry Sanders, Michael Jordan, all those guys always worked extra hard when they were not at practice. Some of us like to call that working while everyone else is sleeping. So make sure, again, that you take the time to work on those skills. Woo! Watching the Olympics, man, you can imagine how those athletes train. I'm telling you, that young lady, Simone Biles, oh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan, and I'm jumping on her bandwagon because she is outstanding at what she does, great as she is, if she doesn't work hard. So keep that in mind, young man. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and visit with our guest of the evening, so stay tuned.
Hi. People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills all in a supportive, positive learning environment. Big T is a small local club associated with Toastmasters International, a world leader in communication and leadership development. On behalf of Big T Toastmasters, I invite you to visit us. We meet every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. in the meeting room of Natural Grocers on I-35 in Temple. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. Visit Big T and see what Toastmasters training can do for you.
All right, yes, that's Big T Toastmasters. So if you want to improve on your public speaking skills or your presentation skills, hey, please, by all means, look up Toastmasters. I would not be able to communicate with you on this radio show had it not been for me joining Toastmasters. I would not be able to give motivational speeches that I do from time to time had it not been for me joining Toastmasters years ago. So, again, please, please, please make sure you check out Toastmasters if indeed you are trying to improve on your public speaking or presentation skills. All right. Well, I'd like to welcome our very special guest this evening to the show, Mrs. Rhonda Sienes of Realty Executives. How you doing this evening, ma'am?
I'm good. How you doing, Tony? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule with you being an entrepreneur and all that good stuff to come on our show. And I also like to thank you all again for taking the time to advertise on our blog site because, again, we're always looking for people to help them promote their businesses through our blog, radio airways, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, we thank you for that very kindly.
You are welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ms. Rhonda, I want to go ahead and get this thing started. Now, let me just ask you this. When we talk about Realty Executives, what does the company that you're part of, I mean, what does it entail?
Well, Realty Executives, it's a company that has systems and tools that are designed, you know, for the productive real estate professional to, you know, maximize our potential for success. And we are also active in events for Habitat for Humanity, the United States Army. My broker, Ray Mayhorn, is previous military, and we do events for Juneteenth and things like that, and we are a very rounded real estate company fulfilling all our real estate needs. We have in-house property management, international relocation, and referral services, and we also, of course, cater to the VA, you know, our veterans. We do FHA, VA, USDA, whatever, so we are a great, well-rounded company, and I have a great broker. She is awesome.
So let me ask you this, Ms. Rhonda. Now, is basically Realty Executives, do you all deal with, like, apartments and duplexes as well, or is it just mainly homes?
Well, we have, like I say, we have a property management with which we do have a few properties that we have for rent. But primarily it is, we do sell properties, but like I say, we also, you know, do property management also. We also have rental properties also.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's great to know. Now, how long personally have you been, how long have you been with the company in this real estate industry?
Well, I've been with Realty Executives for 4 months now, but I've been in the real estate for almost 9 years, and I am loving it. I love working with people and helping, you know, where I can, because, you know, buying a home, you know, that'll be the biggest investment that you can make, you know. So I am always willing to help.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. It's one of the best. It's one of definitely one of the best investments you can ever make, because there's nothing like having something to call that's your own.
Exactly.
Nothing like that. Yeah, that's one of the best natural highs a person can have, is having their own home.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, Ms. Rhonda, before we go to a commercial break, how can prospective clients get in contact with you?
Well, they can reach me at my cell, 254-913-9063. They can reach me by email. My email address is Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A, 196012@gmail, or our address is 2710 South Fort Hood Street in Killeen, and our office number is 254-519-2080. All right,
folks. Make sure you jot that down, okay? Or go back and listen to the show later just so you can have that information so you can get in contact with Realty Executives for your real estate questions. We're going to take another commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish talking with Ms. Rhonda, so hang on.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right. Yes, do not face the legal system alone. Make sure you always have your good lawyer on your team, because in today's time, you just never know what's going on, especially when you are a business person. So always keep that in mind, folks, for those of you out there that are listening. All right, we're back with Ms. Rhonda. We're back with Ms. Rhonda from Realty Executives. Now, Ms. Rhonda, I have to ask you this, since, of course, I explained to you before the show, I explained to you that I cover the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas, but what I wanted to ask you, what specific geographical areas do you all cover with Realty Executives?
Okay, we cover from Waco all the way down to Austin, Troy, Temple, Belton, Salado, Killeen, Nolanville, Harker Heights, Copper's Cove, Lampasas, Kempner, Georgetown, and just, you know, Rosebud, Cameron, just everywhere. And I have done a couple of referrals in the Fort Worth area also.
Oh, okay.
So if
So
if you are wanting to, you know, maybe move to Fort Worth, I am constantly in contact with the realtor up there that I work with, and she is awesome, and I can always refer you to her.
Okay. Wow. And, you know, Ms. Rhonda, honestly, I was thinking that you all mainly just operated in Bell County and maybe Coryell County with Copper's Cove, you know, being near, but I just thought that you all were mainly just concentrated here, so that's great to know. All right, Central Texas people, make sure if you are in any of those areas, even in Fort Worth, which is outside of Central Texas, of course, but, hey, make sure you know that Realty Executives can serve you if you are looking at buying property, renting property, et cetera. So make sure that you keep that in mind, that they are pretty much covering almost half of the Central Texas area. All right.
Yes.
Well, with that being said, currently do you all have any – special rates or promotions going on at the moment that our listeners would like to know about? Or maybe interested
there are some first-time home buyer programs. I know that Colleen and Temple offer. And also, if you want to purchase a home that's, you know, outside the city limits, let's say outside of Temple, or they consider Troy, Belton, you know, those areas they consider rural, and you can get a USDA, is what they call a USDA loan, which will has no money down. But the thing is, it just has to be in rural areas, yes. But they consider, you know, Troy, Belton, I believe Nolanville, they consider those rural areas. So, you know, that would qualify for the USDA program. But if you get with the lender, they will be able to, if you give them an address, they will be able to pull it up, and they should be able to let you know if that qualifies for a USDA.
All right. Okay, wow. Powerful information, powerful information. Okay, all right, folks. Hey, Ms. Runner just broke it down to you, so make sure again that you jot the mental notes down or jot the physical notes, whatever you have to do, just to stay on top of such information. All right. Well, we're going to take one last commercial break. Then we're going to come back and get some more information from Ms. Runner about Realty Executives, so you all stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon, located in Killeen, Texas, on Stan School Loop. Go ahead and get yourself checked out, especially if you are in need of a good barber or a good stylist. Hey, they can definitely take good care of you over there. All right, Ms. Runda, we're back with Realty Executives. Ms. Runda, man, I definitely appreciate the information that you presented to us this evening because you broke it down so well. And I'd like to ask you, do you have any lasting words for our listeners out there?
Yes. First of all, Tony, I would like to thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And I am more than happy to help everyone or anyone with all their real estate needs because, like I mentioned before, I know purchasing a home is a huge, huge decision. And I am a hard worker, and I am very dedicated, and I am very motivated to my clients. I just love what I do. I love helping people. So, you know, no job is too big or too small for me. So if you are wanting to purchase a home, please feel free to give me a call. Come by my office or, you know, just reach me out in email, text, anything. I want to call, say my number again. You can reach me at 254-913-9063, or you can email me at Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A, 196012@gmail.com, or you can also go on Facebook, Realty Executives, and like our page also.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Rhonda. Thank you so much. And I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. And I look forward to having you back on the show in the future if you'd like to, again, join us at another time.
Oh, I will be more than happy to do that. I appreciate you having me on here. I really do.
Not a problem, ma'am. Not a problem. And please, please make sure you check out some of the football games here in Central Texas. We do know how to play football in this geographic area. And you never know. You may just be sitting by the side of peering in the bleachers that's looking to buy a home. So you just never know who you're going to come
exactly.
across.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes,
I appreciate that. You're absolutely right.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Ms. Runda, will you take care of yourself, and we'll definitely be talking with you again in the future.
All right. Thank you, Tony, and you have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. You too. All right, prospects and parents alike, make sure again that you get in contact with Realty Executives or parents, I should say, because you're the ones that would be buying a home if you're interested in buying a home. But Realty Executives, make sure that you look them up and call, send them an email, and all that other good stuff if you're trying to at least purchase a home or get more information on how to purchase a home. Well, for prospects out there that are listening again, make sure, young men, make sure you keep yourselves hydrated. Keep yourselves hydrated, okay? We want you healthy the entire football season. School is about to start here next week or in 2 weeks for some of you all. Hey, let's put our best academic hat on and make sure that we always are trying to be the best students that we can be inside the classroom. Okay, I always remember that football is second. It truly is. It truly is second in the eyes of a lot of college football coaches when they're recruiting you because, again, that transcript, the academic transcript, cannot and will not be ignored. So make sure you stand on top of that good stuff. Until then, hey, you all be safe out there. And always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. God bless you.